This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying the wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with the 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata ka Mantra, Vande Mataram, and Samriddhi ka Mantra, Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30W from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. Reports of Republic Day celebrations have also come in from states and abroad. Thousands of artists came together along Kartavya Path during Republic Day celebrations this morning and performed a choreographed dance to the tune of national song Vande Mataram, highlighting its 150th anniversary. Around 2,500 artists representing different states and dressed in colorful attire showcased India's rich cultural diversity through folk and classical forms. The theme of today's Republic Parade was Swatantrata ka Mantra, Vande Mataram, reflecting the song's journey from the freedom movement to a symbol of national unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India celebrated the Republic Day with great enthusiasm and pride. In a social media post, he said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage, and the unity that binds the nation together. Prime Minister said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability, and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. India has called the presence of European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at the Republic Day celebrations a milestone in India-EU relations. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said the guests witnessed the Republic Day parade alongside President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It also informed that a contingent consisting of EU military staff and the EU Naval Force Atlanta and EU Naval Force Espides participated in the Republic Day parade for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that citizens are at the center of governance today. Sharing an article by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that the Republic is advancing social justice and enabling economic inclusion. Mr. Rajnath Singh in his article highlighted the country's journey as a people-first republic, where democracy is not only of the people and by the people, but also steadfastly for the people. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today announced that the government is working to ensure 100% procurement of pulses including Toor, Masoor and Urad at the minimum support price to guarantee fair returns to the farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day in New Delhi. Veteran Indian sports administrator Randhir Singh's tenure as Olympic Council of Asia, OCA president came to a premature end today due to health reasons. OCA members elected Sheikh Yuan bin Hamad Al Thani as their president during its General Assembly in Tashkent today. In September 2024, Randhir became the first Indian to be elected as OCA president for a four-year term till 2028 during the 44th General Assembly of the OCA in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.